You're listening to the Your Reality Recaps audio-only version of our Reality Check show. Did you know we also have the video version of this podcast on iTunes, as well as all of our other shows, alone or in one group format, in audio or video form, in iTunes? And hey, if you're there, do us a favor and give us a 5-star rating and a nice review. To see the video version online, head over to our website, yourrealityrecaps.com, or check us out on YouTube/realityrecaps.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our Countdown to Big Brother 16 Reality Check show, which is all about you guys and stuff. It's about you guys and stuff, but this is a very special show. But first, you know the deal. You can follow me over on Twitter. I'm at Reality Recaps. And what amazing people are here with us tonight.
Hey guys, Comedy Jonah here. Visited my mom visiting for our birthday month this month, and she loves Gina Marie as much as I do. So excited to have her back on. You can follow me at Comedy Jonah.
Hey everybody, Dana's back. So excited to be talking with Gina Marie. You can follow me on Twitter at DGoodyear1975.
What up, everybody? You know who's in the house again with my favorite boys. It's Gina Marie, and you can follow me at Gina Marie Z on Instagram and on Twitter. And I have to say, John, your mom is absolutely gorgeous, and she's rocking the GM bun. You're so cute.
We've already established that I have a GM bun too. Take away from my Gina Marie bun. I just didn't feel like
it. Great. I love it. I
love how Eric has that hairpiece under his desk, though. That's the best part. Yeah, that's like ready to go at a moment's notice.
I got hair everywhere.
Oh.
So what? But the camera doesn't show it. The camera doesn't show it.
And got hair everywhere. Just made the intro. All right, look. Before we get to the many things that we have to talk about on this show, I want to let everybody watching know, if you guys have questions for Gina Marie, you can tweet us them with hashtag YRRLive, or leave them below our YouTube video if you're watching in YouTube, or in our chat room if I notice them in our chat room. Best way is to tweet us with hashtag YRRLive. And this show is all about your topics, your questions, so let us know what you want us to talk about as well. I also need to let everybody know, late breaking news, we now have a new Twitter account that is BB16 Feed Updates, where we will be doing all the Big Brother 16 live feed spoilers from. And of course, it's going to be good. And lastly, if you guys love what we do and want to support our shows, buy the live feeds from us at yourrealityrecaps.com/feeds. Okay, I can shut up now because yay for me shutting up. Okay, Jean-Marie, we are going to do some Barbara Walters type of interviewing right now because you have some explaining to do, and I apologize. I might have stolen this from your Facebook. However, please explain this, Gina Marie.
Here's the boy, Gina Marie.
Oh my God.
Excuse me, Gina Marie. Who is this boy? First of all, he looks straight, so that's a plus one.
Thank you, dear lady.
Okay, so let me explain who that is, which I'm actually wearing his watch right now, and they're cool Craze watches, and they're awesome. So, okay, that is JG from MTV's The Real World, and has a super amazing smile. He's totally awesome. I've been talking to him probably since like February. We hung out a couple of times. He came to a bar mitzvah that I emceed, and he came and all the kids went crazy. After that, it's like the first time I met him. Then after that, he came with me to the Atlantic City for the Big Brother 16 audition. So we had an awesome time in Atlantic City. I met up with him again at an event. We were signing autographs, super cool. And his birthday was yesterday in New York. And, of course, my girl Angelina from the Jersey Shore was there. A couple of, I think, the Bear Girls Club girls, which, They're actually really naughty in person as well as on the show. So Bad Girls Club, dude, you guys like are badass just like you are in the show. So I mean, I don't watch the show, but I know of the show, obviously. But yeah, I like him. So we'll see where it goes. We'll see where it goes.
Okay, because Marie, I'm just saying, if we're gonna go on this picture, it looks like we're moments from the lips actually touching.
The nose is touching the nose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I got home at like 6 a.m. And then if you go on my Instagram, well, I know some, I don't have some of you guys on Facebook, I'm randomly driving. Now, you know, I have a bright green Mustang. I'm driving with Angelina. We have the top down, playing music. This random guy just walks across. She goes, oh, Mustang. He starts going like this and humping my car at a red light. I'm like, bro. You're humping my car. There's a green light. I gotta go. I posted. They're like, only in New York. And Eric knows, only in New York. This is why Gina Marie, this is why Gina Marie's on Big Brother, because I'm crazy New Yorker. This is what I've been trying to tell people. So, yeah, this actually is from the OTEV challenge.
Oh,
yes.
I can barely read it.
This is Gina Marie.
The OTEV.
Yeah.
I didn't win that, but I got my name, but I got my slop for you guys too, so if you're hungry.
Oh. I like me some Gina Marie. You might have to bring that to the
party
in New York City. John and I were gonna do little slop shots for people, and
I'll totally bring that.
Yes. Now.
Yes.
This is the real container where they put them in. So what they do is this is in storage, and what they do is it's in this with a plastic bag, and that's when you scoop it down, it goes direction. So there's a ton of these tubes, and I like saved one for like the first, I think, week, and then like after the show, the stuff that you save that you can't take with you back home, they actually mail you a big care package, which is really super nice. So since I stayed to the end, I got a lot of great stuff. So they really took care of me. So really super awesome. I love Big Brother. Yay.
What is it? What's the recipe?
So, okay, basically slop is like an oatmeal type kind of oat. So if you look at oatmeal, it has that with like oats, it's actually really, really, really nutritious, supposedly. So I guess since like you just sit around and eat all day, slop kind of makes you lose weight during the week, which is good, I guess.
Oh.
I mean, and we like it. And you could use ketchup, barbecue sauce, like
pickles and stuff too, right? Yeah, like olives and
you could have condiments like olives. Salsa, because I can't say. I'm like, I would eat, like, you can mix salsa with it. But we fried it. We, like, mixed all this big contraption. Helen was the best at it. This big contraption with, like, and then we made them into balls and we fry them. Hi, I'm Italian. I fry freaking everything. Chicken pot. I know you guys got to get it. I got to get it. So, yeah, we fried it and it was awesome. And everybody yelled at me. They're like, Gina Marie, why the frick are you eating the slop balls for the have-nots? I'm like, they're good. I like it when they were caught.
I just asked because in Big Brother Canada, they always got it pre-made.
Aren't they lucky? Yeah, we had everything from scratch.
Apparently it was disgusting. Apparently it was way more worse than yours.
I actually seen it. I think it looked a little bit different, but it was like,
it was green.
It was really hard to chew, it looked like. Ours, we could beat our own, so we could add water in if we wanted to, so.
Slop, Gina Marie.
Uh-huh.
And now you are going officially 100% to Adam's premiere party on the 25th.
I am 100% going. My mom's going. I think my friend Jen, which was my first HOH letter, my brother, my sister-in-law, and I'll give you guys some news. Miss Jessie from Big Brother 15 is also coming too. So super excited!
Yay!
Yeah. So it's like, see, like I everyone says like they're gonna come. But when I know that they're definitely official is when they actually book their plane ticket. So Jessie totally booked her plane ticket. She's totally coming. So I'm super excited because I haven't seen her since Texas. I think Amanda might come. I know Andy can't. Erin, I haven't asked yet. Jeremy and stuff, I don't know. Helen, maybe, I guess, because the kids, and I don't know. So, yeah, so I'm super excited. So I'm definitely going to be there. I think I'm going to get us a limo.
Oh.
I'm excited. I mean, I don't have the $500,000. I don't have the $500,000, so I got to get, like, a low-edge limo, you know, to pick up my family. You know, it's all going to
Wow. Well, you know, we're going to have a roaming camera this year. We are upgrading our Big Brother live feed coverage. So, John, maybe since we'll have so many people, we can have somebody down there getting Gina Marie's limo arrival.
Roaming camera translates to John wearing a GoPro. That's what it translates.
I want to wear a GoPro. I can fit it on my boobs, my GoPro.
Oh, my.
Oh, there's that. And you're welcome, straighties. Yeah, I think it will be very interesting. Now, what happened? What'd you say?
Marie's just making sure this time.
Oh, exactly.
No wannabe straights. No wannabe straights. Okay?
We're going to smell the testosterone this time.
Ooh. Mother.
I'm sure there's Jessie right now.
Yay, Jessie!
And I'm so glad that you clarified that Jessie, Gina Marie, because I hear other Jessie is also going to be in town for some wrestling events. So who knows if he might pop up as well.
That's awesome, because I actually, I'm really good friends with Al Snow, the wrestler, and I met him at a previous event where I go and sign autographs, and I think he's going to be in town also, so I know there's like a really big wrestling event, so Jess is going to be here as well. That's totally awesome, and I never met him in person, but I know he's super cool, and I know his partner, Rob, and my friend had an autograph of him, and I tweeted him, I'm like, oh look, I got an autograph from Rob, but it wasn't even mine, but it was really funny, it was super cute. I get extensions on the floor, so. Now, since everybody's mom is here, I think I should call my mom up.
You should. Go get your mom. Go get your mom and tell her to come on and say hi.
You want to come up and say hi? What? Come up.
Here we go.
Oh.
Hey, get it, Mom, right here.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Mom.
Hey, hi. Gina Marie's mom. You have to introduce everybody.
Okay, so that's John's mom. She got the GM bun.
Oh, hi. Fucking it.
So this is my mom. This is my sister-in-law, Kathy.
Hi.
And this is my nephew, Teddy.
Oh, my God.
If I could show you outside, there's a billion people in my backyard right now. This is how we do. We got the Spanish rice. We got some hot dogs, hamburger. We got the Jello shots flowing.
Chicken, macaroni salad.
This is what we do. We're family. And if you roll out some, you got to come up. John's in my room.
Well, you guys have a lovely party. We love seeing you. I'm so happy to see your mom in person. I love meeting you.
They're all coming to the party, so you're going to see them at the party. Okay, I just want to state that my brother, which is her husband, is the male version of me, and he's freaking psycho, and it's awesome.
What does that look like? Let's bring him in.
Should I tell him to come up?
Yeah, wait, hold on. Let's bring him in. I want to see the male version of Jim. I'm goosing mom. I'm goosing mom.
Ready? Come upstairs.
When did we lose control?
By the way, donate to us at yourrealityrecaps.com/feeds to get this whole season long by buying your live feeds from us.
There's no control.
And you're welcome.
He wants to know if he can show his balls. I said it's a live show, so he can't.
Sure he can.
We got boobs. We got girls in towels. Why would we have to appreciate some balls?
We gave the straights the boobs, Gina Marie. We can give the gays the balls. Let's go.
Yay! Don't worry.
We should have your brother and you on Big Brother 17.
Yeah, my brother has no shirt on. He's coming up.
Hold on. Oh, boy.
Lock my hair.
Okay, everybody clean up.
Red Solo Cup. Red Solo Cup. Red Solo Cup. Red Solo Cup. Well, you have to camera. You gotta come in.
All right. Well, there's no room in your room.
Well, yeah, I live in a my room. If you could see my room, it's a disaster.
We see your room, and it looks like a pink palace.
I got high heels.
Oh, my daughter could see your room right now.
Boys, keep we got my nails. Tanning lotion. Come on, it's just Jersey, New York.
Uh-oh. John, everybody wants to know what happened to your big wine glass.
My mother got me these for glamping. They are red cups with a stem.
Red cups with a stem. That's classy shit right there.
This is for glamping.
Where am I?
My brother!
Oh, yes. Well, your brother has a lot to live up to.
My brother!
Look, he's not screaming enough to be your brother.
How you doing?
How you doing?
You're all invited.
Okay, wait. I have Gina Marie, what's your brother's name?
Teddy,
how was it like watching Gina Marie play Big Brother last summer?
Annoying.
There you go.
I went there to kick her ass.
How much of the $50,000 has she lent you? Well, technically, you're the brother, so.
The big brother. I should get some, no?
Mm-hmm. I got some money.
Are you allowed to drive the Mustang?
Here's $100, Ted. There you go.
Yeah, this is what I get.
This is what I get.
That's it.
Are you allowed to drive the Mustang?
The Mustang!
John says, is he allowed to drive the Mustang?
Wait, what'd he say?
Is he allowed to drive the Mustang?
Yeah, he's allowed to drive the Mustang, of course. Everyone's allowed to. My brother's drinking. What are you drinking?
Vodka.
John! Cheers it up, John! Cheers it up!
Cheers it up!
We're gonna have to make those little red solo cups with little Your Reality Recaps logos on them, and then like around the bottom we can put open book.
Ah, totally. There we go.
Now,
party, so you get to meet him, John and Eric.
Yes.
Nice meeting you.
Say bye. He's gonna go down and party.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Enjoy your party.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later. Oh, too many. Smoke thing.
Oh, you want some?
Oh, wait. Tate's gonna show you a trick. He's gonna do a smoke thing. Hold on.
Oh, good.
Give me some vape.
Right to the camera.
Oh, what are you gonna do?
Oh, no, you got the bootleg vape.
I didn't win $50,000.
I didn't win either. Hello. Okay. Let me see what you got.
Is it Visine? What is that?
As you call it.
No, don't do that.
Oh, no.
Don't do it.
I get the nicotine right in my eye.
My eye.
This is
not your eye. My eye.
We're smoking vapor. We're smoking vapor. Yeah.
In your eyes?
Look at that. Oh, here, Ted.
Look at that. There we go.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're ready.
Yeah.
Right to the camera, right there.
Oh my god.
Yeah!
That's a blow.
This is important. We're gonna need you for special effects at the Big Brother party. Exactly. So make sure you bring that with you. You can introduce each person with a smoke effect.
No problem. Okay. All right, everybody. Have a good night.
He's saying goodbye with a smoke effect.
Go ahead, do it.
He disappeared! Oh my god, he disappeared!
Where did he go? Where did he go? I don't know. I feel inadequate now.
Eric,
why does it make any smoke?
He sucks better than you.
Look, why does it make any smoke? Sad day. It's a sad day right here. All right, Gina Marie.
Yes.
Speaking of open book,
yes.
Don't you have a new song now as well?
I do have a new song, and I have. I'm gonna explain. I have a new song, and I'll play a little clip for you. I have it on my phone.
Oh.
I have it on my computer. And I'm actually was in the studio, and I have a haters song, and I also have a fan song. The haters song, like, we were writing it, Uch wrote a lot of it too, and I asked him to change one of the lyrics because it's super bad. It's about you know who, and I had to change it.
Oh, was it like, I'm gay, and I use people all the time, was that?
It was bad, and I was like, you need to change that. Okay, let's see, do we have it here? Okay, I'll let you listen to it.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay. Let me try to get the rap part, hold on. Oh, wait, no, that's not it. Hold on, here we go, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh. Oh, what is this thing doing? Here we go. I gotta show you the rap part. Hold on.
Okay, show us the rap part. Show us the rap part. Is this is this the haters one or the?
Oh, no, this is not the haters one.
Okay.
No,
the other one.
Okay, it's coming up. Here we go. Kings get to step because I'm winning. Finally a king for a stat mountain queen. Yay!
Gina Marie, are you allowed to like send us that audio so that we can put it in the edited show?
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. As soon as we get off the interview, I'll totally send it over to you.
Perfect. And on the edited show, all of the links to everything, where to buy Gina Marie's songs, how to follow her on social media, all of that stuff will be below the video on the edited version as well. Now, I am excited. I am excited about these new songs, Gina Marie. I still have a special place in my heart for Open Book.
Speaking of Open Book, I have the remixes. There are 6 remixes on iTunes. It's like a twerking remix, EDM track. They're really excellent. They're like 6 minutes long, and they're super dope. So you definitely, guys, got to check it out because, I mean, it's Open Book, but it's a twist, and it's awesome. And then I don't know if they're going to have, like microphones or how the Big Brother Premium Party is going to work, but if they have, like a mic or a DJ, I'm going to probably, like, sing, like, live. I'll sing. Like straight lock.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You heard it first, everyone. Gina Marie at Adam's Party in New York City on June 25th. It's going to sing live if it's available.
It'll
be available. We'll make it available. Everybody tweet at Heavy Metal Teddy right now and let him know that we're discussing Gina Marie performing live. Because he will be thrilled to know that. No, I'm serious. He'll really be thrilled to know that.
He was like,
you guys should play Mario Kart during the part. I was like, what? No, I don't think we will.
Is McRae going to this thing?
Gina Marie can perform. Yeah, I believe McRae is working on being able to come as well. So the links to Gina Marie's, those songs, we'll put them below on the edited version as well. Taisha in the chat room is saying she can't wait to hear new music from you, Gina Marie. She loves your song. She listens to Open Book every single day, and you're the Staten Island queen.
Oh, she is so sweet. What was her name?
Her name was, let me tell you, hold on.
Taisha.
Taisha Penman.
Taisha, thank you so much, sweetheart. I love you, love you, love you so much. If you write to my fan page, and I'll send you an autographed copy of my Open Book poster. So just because you're so sweet for saying that. So P.O. Box is on my Instagram, my Twitter. It's P.O. Box 60795 San Antonio, New York, 10306. So, yeah, totally send me something. I have mine hanging.
Oh.
Oh, see.
Yay.
Oh.
And I have it signed.
I was going to say, Gina Marie, you know you don't really need it signed.
Yeah, I have my own picture sign.
I'm so stupid. I would do it too.
Can I see my leg? Look at this.
Yeah, that's where we're going.
That's where we're going.
Oh my.
That is where we're going.
What do you want to know first?
Well, PJ from New York wants to know about your leg in our chat room. And I will just remind everybody, if you guys tweet us with YRR Live, we can put your questions on the screen. He wants to know, what is the story with your leg? Now, we had Liza on last week. So
okay,
we got her version of what happened, Gina Marie.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What was her version?
Well, her version...
Wrestling.
I was trying to think of something funny to say, but I'm not even going to go there because I know we got lots of people talking and they're going to take it seriously. So, that you guys were play wrestling and he, picked you up and threw you down.
Yeah, so basically this is what...
Oh my god.
Oh no.
You're like RoboCop.
It's like a bionic leg.
Oh.
It's Robo Gina Marie.
Yeah, so I'll explain it from the beginning. So we fly in on Wednesday, and Liza was very nice. We all stayed at her house, which is really sweet of her. Liza, shout out. Thank you very much. Everyone started coming in, just five people, Kenny, and then this one and that one. It was totally awesome. So, you know, Kyle's a big kid. He's all like, you know, muscles. And like, you know, he was playing around. He was like, oh, bro, you ain't tough. I'm from Jersey. I got Jersey Shore boys. They're all juice. Da, da, da. So, you know, we saw playing. And you know me, I'm Gina Marie. I always play around. I always act tough. I act like a dude and all this other stuff. So then we like saw wrestling, whatever. Like, I get him in a headlock and we're rolling on the floor. And then he's like, and then he like becomes this Hulk and like, rah. He picks me up like a little rag doll, throws me on the floor, and like falls kind of on top of me. My whole leg, like here's my knee, it went like this, and I crushed it. And I got up, and I was like, G-g-g-g. I was like, I fell down. Now me, I'm acting all tough. Like, you know me as big brother, I always get freaking hurt. Stitches in my knee, broken toe. So I was like, excuse my language, I go, motherfucker. I was like, I need to, something's wrong. Like, I tried to play it off. I went in the corner. I went in Liza's bedroom. And, like, I'm sitting there. I'm like, holy shit. I'm crying. I'm like, something's fucking wrong. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. I was like, I got to go to the hospital. Now you're going to laugh because obviously when I said on the new, the live feed about insurance, everybody starts laughing at me about the insurance thing and all that other stupid stuff. They're like, oh, well, Canada has free insurance. And I couldn't get looked at in Canada. But Kat, from BB Canada 1 actually had crutches. So she actually lent me her crutches, which is super sweet. So I actually got to move around. But the next day, I couldn't walk. I couldn't do anything. And I couldn't go to Big Brother Canada finale. And
I was so sad, Gina Marie. You don't even know. I was there and I was like waiting for you. And I saw Spencer and I'm like, oh my God, this place is going to go crazy when Gina Marie comes in. He's like, she's not coming. And he's telling the whole story.
I, you know what it is? If for me and myself, if I'm not 100% smiling and happy to welcome and greet fans, I didn't want to go.
Oh, for sure.
Super duper down, and I'm not like a Debbie Downer, and I just wanted to hug people, and I wanted to say hello and be happy, and I was literally in pain.
And it was all stairs. You never would have made it. Like,
yeah, no.
You never would have made it.
I was literally on Liza's couch for 3 days until we went to Niagara, and pretty much I stayed in the bed. I don't know if you know, Amanda's birthday was that weekend, and everybody was walking around. So me, I got the crutches. I took a cab to Walmart. I bought all the happy birthday stuff, took a cab back on my crutch with my bad leg, and I decorated our whole hotel room for Amanda's birthday. It was super duper, super duper cool. Only because she did a lot for my birthday in the Big Brother house. So I figured since I'm here with her for her birthday, I wanted to make it as extra special as she made me feel. So it was real. Even though I was in pain, I had a really nice time. It was really great to see everybody. We had a really good time.
You're so sweet.
Thank you. I heard that it It was a super good time, except for, and didn't my gay Kenny help you out a lot? Wasn't he like carrying you around?
Was super, I mean, everybody, like Adele, everybody was like, they're texting me after, Gina Marie, are you okay? They came to see me in the room, they gave me pillows, they gave me water. I was like, this is literally like my family. They met me like for an hour and they were taking care of me. So big shout out to Big Brother Canada 1 and 2. You guys are like my family, just like regular BBUS and Big Brother around the world. They literally took care of me. They cared. Like, I could tell that they literally cared. And it was amazing. And from
That's
my
what heart, we do here, Gina Marie. We're Canadians. We care.
Oh, no, super. Like, and then, like, you know, Andy was there, Spencer, Judd McRae. You know, they took care of me in the Big Brother house. They're like my brothers, and they took care of me inside the house and also outside the house. That's why these people are going to be my friends forever. Forever.
Gonna be well, I'm just glad that he didn't pretend to be straight, fall in love with you, and then try to, you know, whatever.
I wish I could say, like, something crazy. Yeah, I'm doing cartwheels off the roof, and I broke my leg. No, I was play wrestling, and I totally destroyed it. I have to tell you, not to be a downer, but it is really, it's bad. Yeah, I have to get surgery.
That's what I was going to ask. So yeah, that's what's happening next, right?
Yeah, I got to get surgery. And it sucks because, you know, my birthday's in August. I have my dance recital. If you guys don't know, last year about recital time, which I've been in my dance school for almost 25 years, I was in Big Brother. So I missed my recital. So this year I'm missing my recital again because I can't dance.
Because of Big Brother.
Yeah.
And Kyle. Yeah. We'll blame Kyle.
Kyle's, you know, we were playing, but I'm going to be there, I'm going to wear my costume, and, like, I'm going to stay on stage for, like, 10 seconds, because we do, like, these hand things, and we pose, so I'm actually going to be on stage for 10 minutes, and, like, I sit in front of my dancing school, and I was like, I'm so sorry to do this again to you, but, like, I missed it because of Big Brother last year, and I'm totally messing you guys up, because they got to change spots. I'm, like, in the dead center, they got to move spots around, and it's rough, so I was like, I'm going to be on stage for 10 minutes, I'm going to smile, and I'm going to walk off stage. That's what I'm doing this year, so yeah.
But I saw Glee, and I thought that people can dance on a wheelchair now.
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I got VIP access at the airport. I got a wheelchair. I went to Canada, LA, and Mexico in a wheelchair.
Well, now that brings up a good question. Gina Marie from Habs Play says he loves you, and how was Mexico, and can you come to Toronto and be part of the next Big Brother Canada twist?
Well, let me tell you about Mexico, which is super funny. My brother and sister-in-law, which you guys just met, have a timeshare in Mexico. My mom was going, everybody was going, her mom's boyfriend. So what happened is her mom's boyfriend couldn't go because of work thing. Something came up, he couldn't go. So literally he had a ticket. Everybody was over on Sunday. It was Memorial Day weekend. They're like, Gina Marie, they're like, Ray can't go. Why don't you just buy his plane ticket and come to Mexico? You don't have to pay for anything. So literally I'm like, I'm going to be miserable in my room all week because of me laying in my bed. I'm like, okay, blonde moment, why don't I just lay on the beach in Mexico? So I literally, they changed the flight on Sunday. It was Memorial Day Monday, and I left for Mexico Tuesday morning at like 4 o'clock, and Mexico was amazing. It was my family. I got a tan. I'm peeling, which is a good thing, and I had a really, really nice time. It was awesome. It was super awesome.
Interesting. Well, I liked your little coconut. You're smashing the coconut.
That was funny. I couldn't get that shit open for the life of me. I did that for about 15 minutes, and it still didn't break.
Oh, go ahead, John.
No, we saw all the pictures. You look like you had a ton of fun.
So much fun. So much. It actually rained for like a couple of days.
But yeah.
Yeah, it was really sucky about the rain, but you know what? I was only there for downtime. I didn't go to clubs. There was actually a couple of Big Brother fans. I'll tell you something funny. I'm at the buffet. Like, some old guy from Texas.
He's did like, you yell that? No, go ahead.
Like, no, I was getting all my Jell-O and my freaking yogurt. It was so funny. I'm like eating at the buffet. And the guy's like, are you Gina Marie? And I said, yes. How are you? He goes, I got to be honest with you. And I said, yes. He goes, I didn't like you in the beginning, but I liked you towards the end. I was rooting for you. I was like, ah, you jerk. I was like, I was one of the mean girls, I guess. He didn't like me in the beginning. It was totally really funny because I was rooting for you at the end. So people were super nice, but there's not really like a lot of Americans. There is like people from Russia, Australia that was there, Canada. So I'm glad that I actually get like fans even in Mexico. So it was really super cool. And I relaxed. I saw a couple of fans. Nobody bothered me really. So it was really a good time. I'm really glad I went. Thank God.
Well, I've never been. No, maybe I have been to Mexico. Oh, no, it was John. It was when you and I were at the reality rally. And again, because I went to Catholic school, I didn't really learn a lot about geography and things. And John had explained to me that Mexico was like right next to where we were and was making fun of me.
Well, I don't know geography either, so it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just a New York school systems thing, and I should.
I think so, because I went to Catholic school and I learned geography.
Oh.
I mean.
Well, Aaron was really glad to see the ocean, and I said, "This ocean, you can actually go in."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. They don't have like the Jones Beach and stuff there, like we do, Gina Marie, where you have to like dodge the needles.
Yeah. And then if you go in the water, you actually come out like glowing green, like the Toxic Avenger.
Yeah.
Lake Ontario.
Yeah.
There either.
Super funny, but you know. But guys, man, Big Brother 16, you guys excited?
Oh my God.
Go, John.
No. I mean, Gina Marie, we want to know, what have you heard? What are some of the rumors?
What I have heard was from a lot of people, actually, that there's going to be something about newbies, and the reason why there's going to be newbies is because I think someone that I know might be on the show.
What are you talking about?
A really personal friend that I know might be on the show, and I can't say if it's a boy or a girl, but... Yeah, so I think she's like 99.9% that there's someone going to be on the show that I know that got scouted, which is super crazy. So, yeah. So.
Yeah, no, don't give out any more details than that.
No. I'm upset.
So we don't know. Okay, so what advice have you given them being in the Big Brother house from last season?
Well, when people audition or get scouted or anything like that, and they want info from me, what I tell them basically is, like, you have to be your own player. Meaning, if I play the game trustworthy, or you play the game as a backstabber, or you play the game whatever, you have to play for yourself. You have to play with your heart, your mind, and do your own way. And it's so, and everyone's like, oh, I have this strategy, I have that strategy. I'm like, all right, great. You got a strategy. Thumbs up. But once you walk into that house, that strategy that you just thought of can easily went out the window, because between all the twists and turns, you don't know what's going to happen. You have to expect the unexpected, obviously. So you might think one way, like MVP, like crap, there's three things. Like how you know what? So everything's a super twist, but I also heard that there might be returning players and they're doing something with teams.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. And now since the rumor thing is going around, it's getting closer, usually it tends when the things are getting closer that the rumors are somewhat true. So I think they're going to be something with teams that I think they're going to be doing something with DR, that they're like picking people and they're going to play the team. And I guess like season 14 was they did group teams. And then I think season 9 was like couples.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My friend Alex was on it. And then afterwards, like the MVP, it stops, and then you play by yourself. And for me, I like to play by myself. I didn't like have-nots. I didn't like teams. I like to play on my own, because if I lost, I know I lost for myself. And if I won, I know I won for myself, and I played the best. And this is why, I mean, teams are great, but if you have someone that slacks, you bring down your team. That's why I hate having teams. So, you know, and it sucks because,
Yeah, but isn't there like any kind of basic, like, remember there's microphones and cameras on you all the time. Keep your nipples covered. Like, you know, remember. Yeah. They're not going to pixelate anything. Like, you know.
Stop picking your nose.
Because now we're in HD.
HD. That's a new thing. Oh, my God. So I seen the tweet about HD, and I was like, you know what? And I laugh at myself. I say, like, everyone's like, oh, Gina Marie, you don't look like your pictures. I'm like, dopeies. I go, my pictures are like 100% airbrushed. Hi, you think I look like this? I'll admit it. Hey, I got my lips done. I'll admit it. I got a nose job. I'll admit it. I'll give a fuck. I admit everything. I don't care. My pictures, yes, they were airbrushed. Hi. I mean, I don't go to the extent that, like, my waist gets smaller or my boobs get bigger. Not like that. But, you know, they clear up, you know, your face and they make you look nice. And
they fine-tune you.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, HD. I'm like, dude, you would see every pore. And I'm glad that I'm not on the season of HD-ness because my shit needs to be airbrushed.
I'm
gonna be 34. I need to fucking get Botox or something.
I hear you, Gina Maria. I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Well, let's go to a question because I know we have a million questions. Okay. Gina Maria, this is from Kelsey Shea, who says, so my question is, what was your favorite Big Brother experience?
Wow. My favorite Big Brother experience. You know, I really like to compete, so that's why I basically wanted to go on Big Brother, because I love challenges, I love to push myself, I love, like, the physical, that's why I was always good at, you know, physical things. So, the basic experience, I just wanted to compete and pretty much kick ass, and Big Brother was a show for me, and obviously I was on it, it's, you know, a dream come true. So, yeah, the competition's got to be a good experience for me, and I made great friends, so that's another good experience, too, and I learned a lot from myself, you know, of how I looked, how I acted, and I think I became a better person from being on the show, which is good. So I'm still a little crazy, but I'm better than what I was.
Yeah, but you know what? You're also tough as shit because you
you
roller skated, you did all that, and people don't realize you're this tiny little thing. Like, I stood next to you, and you were like, the top of your head was in my armpit.
Guys,
so it's like, you are teeny.
This is my HOH helmet.
Oh my God, did you get to keep the collar, Gina Marie?
The what?
The collar, the dog collar.
I have two of them. They sent me two of them. I have one that, like, has spit all over it. They gave me one to take a shower in, and they gave me one where my microphone was taped to it. So, yeah, I have two of them. They gave them to me. I have it downstairs. I'm going to bring it to the party so we can take pictures in it.
We are going to have a lot of fun at this party. As a matter of fact, yeah. That picture will be coming up at some point soon. Someone, if you're 21, take a shot when you see it. But look, speaking of good advice, because I feel like this all segues in, we actually put out a video of what not to do on the Big Brother live feeds, which you should all check out. The links are below on the edited version. But I want to touch on a little bit more of these rumors, because we know they're putting out in 11 new cameras, which makes me think there's going to be new rooms in the Big Brother house this year.
Oh, that's, you see, you're good. This is why you guys are the best. That's, I mean, I don't, I, you know what it is? I think that could be also true too. And I know there was a couple of blind spots in the house, like that not that you can hide because you can't hide, but like you need like basically one going like straight down the hallways and like kind of hit like something like that could go behind the couch or, you know, things that like you can like maybe go underneath the bed, like look more closer on the floor because there's a lot of crazy things like are even on the floor in the like, so it'd be cool to get like a camera that like looks on the floor. Because there's underwear, there's this, there's that, there could be, I mean, that'd be cool, but yeah, I think they might be doing an extra because there's like, I mean, I saw a picture that they were redoing the set. So they're definitely building something. And I think there might be some an extra room.
Hopefully it's another shower, right? I mean, geez.
Yeah, the shower we left. I mean, you know what I think the reason why they're rebuilding the house? Because we demolished that house. Between the food and the bugs, they literally need to, they didn't need the exterminators anymore to pump and spray all the bugs. They literally needed to tear down the set and build it up because we destroyed it.
There was always a problem in that house with ants in the kitchen.
It was, you
every
know,
year you
yeah,
saw that.
You know what it is? Everybody cleans, everyone's obviously clean, but you know what? Just crumbs and just generally, they're going to get bugs. I mean, it's you're outside, you leave the screen door open, they come in, you know, but it was, we cleaned up, we got some Raid, and we exterminated them, so we're all good. We're
no,
all good.
California, tons of ants. Like, I grew up not putting anything on the counters or anything. Like, my sugar's always in the refrigerator. because of ants. It's bad. It's bad.
Well, maybe if you people cleaned up a little, it'd be great.
Dang.
So here's the thing. Here's what I want to say. Everyone is asking in the chat room. I am trying to pay attention to you guys, too. The Big Brother premiere party is June 25th in New York City. When we put up the this show edited, we will have all the information in the description below on the website, or head over to yourrealityrecaps.com/BB16 right now, and I believe one of our posts about all of these news and spoilers and stuff that we're talking about right now, I believe those posts also have it in if you just need to know right now. But yeah. Gina Marie, I wish you would have kept your helmet on for a moment. No, don't really. I'm just making a segue, Gina Marie. Because we have a question from Peggy, who wants to know, tell Gina Marie that she loves her for life and adores her and wants to know what happened between her and
I was scared to put that question off. I was thinking about it. I was like, I don't know.
Okay. So this is what happened with Tom. Me and Tom talked for quite a while. We talked to probably about February. Now, for me, I'm a one-woman girl. Not that I was dating him. We were never official, anything like that. We always talk. We always Skype. We talk like every day. Now, if I talk to one guy, I don't talk to everybody else. We kind of stopped talking, which super sucked because I was going to go see him at the Big Brother Canada finale. But when I seen him, we kind of stopped talking a little bit. But when I did see him, what is he laughing at?
You said you're a one-woman girl. Are you lesbian?
I know I'm a one-woman girl. Oh, my God, one-man guy.
You heard it here first.
I'm a one-woman. No, I can't even put
welcome
it.
Welcome to the
one
team.
One-man woman.
You're a one-man
say
woman.
That. I'm a one.
One-man woman. One-man woman.
One real man woman.
One-man woman?
Yes.
I see that quote. So, yeah, so I like to have one guy. I didn't catch myself saying that. Thanks, Sean. So I'm like a woman. So, yeah, so we talked, and I seen him at Big Brother Canada finale. We were super cool. Tom's a super great friend. Obviously, our relationship, if we ever would have one, wouldn't really go anywhere crazy because he lives in Canada. Unless I physically moved there, he moved to the United States, and we became something, then it might have happened. But he's super cool. We didn't kiss. We didn't hook up and do anything crazy, but he is a great guy. And if did something happen, I would have liked to pursue things. But, you know, he's a great friend.
He's a great friend, and to be fair, everyone, this. So, okay, what I'm saying. We've moved on, everyone. We've moved on from the whatever.
And Jay lives in the Bronx. He lives in the Bronx. He's super close. And I wanted to tell you guys, just because I don't forget, I asked Jay to come to the premiere party. He's actually going to be in, Philadelphia, and he won't be able to come to the event.
Well, lucky for him, we'll be live streaming at yourrealityrecaps.com/BB16 for all of you that can't make it. Which is why we love when you buy your live feeds from us there as well, because it's more fun.
Every time I'm on the show, I have, like, not like a new guy, but I'm always talking about, like, a guy that I like. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, one last, like Jay.
Well, and we like Jay because he likes girls. So here's a great question. Hold on. No, I don't want to ask that one. It was too Big Brother spoiler
late. What is it? I just can't pass what? Off.
All right, hold on. We have one right here from Dana. It is from GM Support. Boom says, first off, I love Gina Marie Z. And my question is, when will we be seeing her on TV again?
Oh, okay. Well, as you guys know, Piranha Sharks is going to be coming out this summer. So, yay. So, besides not TV, Piranha Sharks is coming out. As of right now, I'm in the works talking a new reality show that you guys never seen before.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's going to be super crazy. So I thought of the concept. I pitched it. I have a manager. That's the one who got me the meeting with Playboy. She's super awesome. So we'll see what happens. So if things are going to, like, work that way, you might be seeing me on the telly again. And, hey, my face needs to be on something, man, because I need to work and entertain, baby. So, yeah, so hopefully that comes up soon. So we'll see what happens. I'll keep you guys posted.
We need to talk about this after the show. I need to find out how you pitch a reality show to somebody. Okay. We can talk about this later. I got some good reality shows I want to pitch some people. Here is what I think everybody kind of wants to know right now, and it is this, Gina Marie. If you have to commit, yes or no, returning players, do you think it's happening, yes or no? In your opinion, that you're guessing.
In my opinion, am I guessing if people
allegedly
are coming back?
No, I'm protecting you. I'm saying it's your opinion that you're guessing.
Right.
My opinion is my opinion would be yes.
Okay, well, there you go then. That is Gina Marie's opinion. And
for Gina Marie.
Yes or no.
60, vote for Gina Marie.
This is true. We need to vote for Gina Marie. Now, Gina Marie, Chilltown 2396 is saying, who is your favorite BB player? Theirs is Dr. Will.
Well, I have to say, we had to fill out a lot of info about who's your favorite player, who would you want to live with in the house, who's your least favorite player. And actually, my favorite BB player, actually, I know it's so cliche, I know, but actually is Dr. Will. And the reason why I like Dr. Will is because I think he's a funny bastard. He is so funny. He is, like, clever when he doesn't even need to be. It's just him as a person. And I love that about him. And I think he's brilliant. He's super awesome, super good looking. And I just love his personality. And he kicks ass, man. So he's my vote for my number one player. Yeah.
Now, XXXX, Drag King XX, who I'm totally getting your thing. That's saying you asked the question, but for some reason not showing up in my questions. But they want to know, are you going to be watching the live feeds? Oh, is this it? There you go. Are you going to be listening and watching the live feeds this year?
Hi, XX, Drag King, Cat, love you. I'm definitely going to be watching the live feeds, and if you guys want the live feeds, are you guys still doing it on your website?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So let me just quote that, big boy, that on there. Get your live feeds at realityrecaps.com. So, no, I'm totally going to be watching the live feed. I'm going to be watching every episode. Obviously, my house is a big family house, so if anybody wants to come over on Wednesday, Thursday, or Sunday, come on down. I'll have the soda flowing. I'll have some snacks.
Chicken parm. We're putting our order in now, Gina Marie.
Four orders of chicken parm there, Gina Marie.
I got a good pitch for a reality TV show for you. You put a thing of chicken parm down on a table, Marie, and then let John and I go at it, and we'll see who gets to it first.
You know what's funny? Can I ask you guys something? Do you know if there's going to be, like food or anything, like, at the premiere party? Are they having, like, hors d'oeuvres, or...
It's a bar, but I believe they also serve food. Like, I don't think it's going to be free. I believe people are going to have to pay for it, but I believe that they do serve food there, yes.
Do you think I should just, like, make, like a platter, just chicken palm, so we could kind of just share
it
and have it?
Yeah, well, I would ask, I mean, sure. I would say ask Adam, because who knows, like, there could be some about bringing outside food in or something.
If anything, Marie, just bring two for Eric and John, so they'll shut the hell up. All I hear.
We'll just go outside, have the party in the limo, pop some bubbly, eat some chicken palm. Boom, case closed. Just
oh, my God. I didn't know. Sorry, bitch.
We'll be right back.
What were you going to say, John?
I said, boom, let's do that. I'll have the GoPro camera with me. Yes. Boom, boom.
Yes.
That's exactly what I was saying. We have to film that, or Gina Marie will go to a secret location and eat after.
Love it.
I do like the limo eating part.
Yeah, totally.
Shady, yeah. Shady, DJ Tweeterazzi wants to know, the four of his favorite people ever, thank you for being the amazing people you are. Okay, this is not his question, but I saw he said before, who would win if all of us were playing Big Brother? Oh. I'm gonna be respectful and say John's mom.
Oh, that's a tough question. Shady, I love you. Shout out. You're amazing. I can't give an answer. I mean, I'm not going to say me, but I'm only going to say maybe me because I have experience and I know it. But you guys are experts. You guys know your shit. You guys have been doing this forever. So I got to give it to you guys. Like, I mean, I'm out. I'm like, you probably vote my ass out like the first day. Be like, all right, G, you're a beast. Get out of here, you know? So yeah.
I have to give it to my mom, too. She plays dirty.
Excuse me. I know exactly what's going to happen, and I'll tell you right now. Here we all go. I'm going to get Dana on my side right off the bat. She's going to start telling John how Gina Marie is talking shit about him, which is going to cause Gina Marie and John to fight, and Gina Marie is going to believe Dana because that wouldn't actually be coming from Dana. So then I'm going to work with Gina Marie to get John out. His mother is going to be so upset that her son's gone, so we can just knock her off right
away.
She'll
self-evict right after.
Right. Then I'm gonna out Gina Marie and sorry Dana, bye, I win.
Yeah. Do I get final two?
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. I get final two with you?
Yes, you get final two.
What did I do?
Oh, John, we've already established I would split your throat in 2 seconds in a reality TV show and bye. No, that's not true. I think the greatest advantage in any reality TV show is knowing someone. God, if you could play with someone that you know from outside of that game, that would be amazing. Yeah, but
yeah. I would never play any reality show with Eric because he's got a psych degree and he can use that. Get it. He can mind fuck like no other, so forget it. Going anywhere with him.
Mm-hmm. That is why you won't see me coming. But no, I would love to play with any of you people. But that being said, we need to rapid fire through some of these because I know that we need to start wrapping it up. But John, while I'm pulling them up, what was your question? Didn't you just say you had a question for Gina Marie or no? I make that up.
I know everything about Gina Marie now. Hello, we're like old friends, whatever.
I didn't say, do you know anything about Gina Marie? I thought you had a question.
I was friends on Facebook before you. You were friends.
Go ahead, tell the story.
I'm the one that don't know.
Go ahead, John, tell the story for those that don't know.
So Gina Marie, friend requests me, and I loved it on Facebook. And then I sent, you know how you get the email, and I sent the email saying, ha ha, Eric, I got this. He's like, I've always been friends with the real one. That's the fake one. And then sweet, sweet Gina Marie says, I'm the real one.
Well, you left out the most important part of the story. Not only did I say it to you, but I tweeted it out and mocked you publicly.
Yeah. Well, I'm so used to it, I can't keep track of them anymore.
I've got a million friends that love Gina Marie. Lisa, the girls at Coach, friends that I meet just randomly, they love you, Gina Marie.
Thank you so
absolutely
much.
Love you.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Thank you. It means so much to me. Thank you.
And you need to get these people from Coach to hook Gina Marie up.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, they love her.
Mm-hmm.
Let me smell your breath. How much are you drinking?
Uh-oh. here is a question again from our DJ Tweeterazzi, saying, oh my god, Eric's Big Brother strategy is actually very good one. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I definitely do appreciate it. Gina Marie, now the movie... because I do know that people are saying, what's the update on your movie? The movie is the Sharknado movie that's coming out this summer, correct?
Did I lose you?
You did, but it's great, because it's also a promotion for your album.
Yeah, album? Right.
It'll come back in a second. Go ahead.
turn on camera. I think I just messed it up. Hold on. I don't know what Okay, there we go. Sorry. So, okay. So, it's not... I know there's a shark named NATO 2.
Yeah.
Okay, it's
what did I say?
No, you're right. You said that. I couldn't pronounce it. That's why. I couldn't pronounce the word. But it's something like that, but instead of sharks, they're piranha sharks, and it's based in Manhattan, and they go through, like, the system, and they attack, and they swim, and they fly. It's pretty crazy. And to the list of amazing actors is well, he's not an actor, but Jose Canseco, the baseball player, makes a cameo. And actually, Kevin Sorbo plays the mayor of New York in the movie. So I am stoked to see this freaking movie because I didn't see only the trailer. So I didn't see me. I didn't see the angles. I didn't see the movie put together yet. But I have an idea. My brother used to work in a movie theater in high school. He used to work at United Artists. And I think what I'm going to do is, if people can't see it, what I'm going to do is actually, people that live in New York, I'm going to rent out a movie theater, and I'm actually going to play Piranha Shark. So anybody wants to come, I'm going to have my own little premiere party, and then everybody can go into the theater and actually watch it on the big screen, and it's going to be super amazing, and it's going to rock, and I'm super excited to share that with everyone.
And we will promote that the second that more info on that comes out. I'm going to have to bring my Gina Marie hair to it because I'll go, but I'm going to have to watch it like this.
Yeah, it's going to be scary.
It's going to be scary. I don't know that I want to, I'm going to watch it. I already told you. I'll go. And that's a big thing because I don't like a scary movie. Zach Adams, 88, over on YouTube is saying that he heard Big Brother 16 cast are going to have the chance to grab a secret power veto hidden in the house when they arrive. And it looks like they're copying Big Brother Canada. I will say there's probably a 0.00% chance of that twist actually being a twist on our.
Well, you know, there's always twists and turns. Obviously, you know, Big Brother, they recycle they don't recycle competitions, but they have a little twist on each competition, you know, like the barbecue challenge we did and obviously the wall challenge. So, I mean, it's not like they're stealing or copying. There could be twists and turns that you don't know of, but they can have a little bit of a twist on their own, which is twisty. It's crazy. But, you know, and also like Survivor, they have, you know, the items hidden, and who knows? It could. I mean, it's not out there, but it's pretty low chance, but you never know. You never know.
Okay, Gina Marie, I have to apologize. I didn't realize that I said Sharknado, and let me tell you who corrected me. Like all your fans in the chat room, they were not happy that I said the wrong movie name. So, I'm aware of the right movie name, everyone, and links, because the trailer is out.
There's two trailers.
There's two now, so we'll put them below as well.
Let me tell you. The first trailer, it's so funny because the trailer, I'm in it, and I say the line that he's an exterminator, which is pretty awesome, and it hit over 100,000 hits on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a second one where they added in Kevin Sorbo, and you could see me like in those really fast clips when they show like all the movie connected, and you'll see me having a piranha shark coming at my face, and I actually play a stripper in the movie.
Woo!
That's for Playboy.
I don't know. I have. Oh, that's what I.
Scary and boobies. You really want Eric to see this movie?
John already seen my boobies.
Yeah, but Eric doesn't do boobies.
And I was. Well, don't worry. They tried to trick me, and I didn't fall for it.
Sorry,
I will see this movie. I have to say, though, I have a feeling if you're playing a stripper and there's a piranha shark going towards your face, I know how this ends.
Yeah, there's the clip. You'll see it. Like, I'm giving, like, well, the lap dance I'm giving to, not really lap dance, he's my boyfriend. He's one of the main characters, and he plays an exterminator, and he's the one who actually exterminates the piranha sharks in Manhattan, because they come, you gotta watch the movie, they come up with this plan on how to kill them, and these local exterminators find out a plan on how to kill them, which is super crazy, and because they multiply, and it's crazy, it's so nuts, and he's like trying to talk to me, and I don't want nothing to do with him, because I'm mad at him, and all of a sudden, like, I'm dancing, and then the lady's dancing on stage, one of my friends, she drops a water like flash dance, and there's piranha shark in the water, and they fly all over. They one comes at my face, almost bites my face off. Fun family.
But you're gonna have to come and watch the movie to see how that ends. Gina Marie could throw them off of her. She could have a flamethrower under that chair. We don't know what's gonna happen. You're gonna have to come to the movie and find out.
You can lose a nose, a nipple. You don't know. You gotta watch.
You gotta watch it. I have to watch to find out if I get eaten or I die.
All right. Well, we are going to watch it now. The Bad Seed, who also loves you, and I'm glad because this was literally my note that I keep forgetting to ask you, wants to know, Gina Marie, what is going on with Playboy? Speaking of nipples and noses.
Well, okay. So Playboy, I'm a huge fan. I think there's amazing, beautiful women in it, and I actually, if you guys know, I went to LA. And I had a meeting with them. So I'm super excited. I don't know what's going to happen yet. My manager's talking with them. So I don't know if I could be on a cover. I don't know if I could do anything with work with them, a centerfold. I don't know. But there is some talk, and I guess we just have to wait and see.
We have to wait and see. No, yes, I mean, we know, but we knew we weren't allowed to say. So we couldn't spoil that for anybody. But I can't. I don't know. It might be the first Playboy I ever owned. Although that's not true because in my first apartment, oddly enough, my dad was the mailman. And my best friend thought it was funny to send to subscribe me for Playboy. When my dad had to deliver it to me, I could tell him it's for the articles.
There you go. They have good articles. They got to admit. I'm a subscriber myself, so it's funny. That's awesome.
Oh my God.
I enjoy it. Okay, well, Gina Marie, we need to wrap it up.
Okay.
So, I know, it is sad. It is sad that we must, but we must. You got a whole big party in your backyard you need to get back to.
They're all in the pool.
Well, this could be another show then for Playboy. So what are you most looking forward to about Big Brother 16? Is there anything that you're like, ooh, I hope this happens, I can't wait to see this? Or what are you most excited about for Big Brother
16? I'm most excited to see the new people, the new personalities, the new characters. And I'm kind of excited to, I mean, obviously I watch past seasons, duh, but like I want to kind of sit back and now that I lived it, I want to see what happens a year after and just sit down and realize and probably, and you know what's funny? I watched my past episodes and I sit there like this, oh my God, what's going to happen? I'm like, I know what's going to happen. I lived it, but watching the show is crazy. And I probably drove my family and friends nuts being on the show. So I'm just super excited to see the competitions, pick my favorites, vote for them, root them on. And I'll probably never really say anything negative because I know how it feels. So probably my tweets and also on Beamly, I have an account. I know you guys have an account too. So check that out. All Big Brother 16 updates. I'm going to be posting a lot. I'll probably post a lot more stuff on there and then link it to Twitter. So follow us on that app. And I'm just looking forward to the competitions and see how people play. Because that's always, it's always great to watch Big Brother. It's an amazing show. And I wish everyone the best of luck that enters and walks out of the house.
And you're going to come back on our show and we're going to discuss it, right?
Oh, duh! We'd love to. My favorite ever!
We're going to be live. And in, there's going to be all this live and in person in like 22 days. No. 18. I look a bit of math too. Geography and math. Whatever. The 25th.
I do math and no reality recaps.
Exactly. So yes, all of the links to everything. Gina Marie's Beamly, which by the way, you should definitely follow Gina Marie on Beamly. That will be below. All of her music, her movies, where to follow her on social media. Although I'll let her tell you again. All of that's going to be below. Of course, you can buy the live feeds from us at yourrealityrecaps.com/BB16. Check out all our other articles if you scroll down to the bottom. Like I said, we just put out that parody video of what not to do on the live feeds, which is really funny. There's a whole bunch of spoilers and gossips on our Big Brother 16 page as well. So you guys can check all of that out. The links will be below this video on our website. Because, you know, I don't do it on YouTube. It's on our website. You have to be watching this on our website, the edited version. It'll be on our BB16 page, actually, and you can see it all there. So, Gina Marie, tell the people where they can find you on social media and all your stuff one last time.
Okay. I just want to say thank you to you guys, Rally Recap. You guys are amazing. And all the fans and all the Big Brother. And thank you guys all so, so much. My year's been more than I can dream of. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Gina Marie Z, and also my website, which is www.officialginamariez.com. I update pictures, my t-shirts, and Beamly, follow me at Gina Marie Zimmerman, and you can find me on there too.
Yep. And you can, if you guys, if, well, whatever, like I said, links are below. Or if you forget and you're in our Beamly room, Gina Marie, you can connect to her that way. And like all the Big Brother people, I think are on too. But trust me, it's Gina Marie's. What you want to do? Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks for watching. Always, always fun to chat with Gina Marie and to have my mom here. Mom, cheers to you, and cheers, happy birthday. Birthday. Do you like your early birthday present with Gina Marie?
Yeah, but
I also want to shout out to Susie, who is also drinking out of her red glass with a stem. Cheers to Susie. Woo. Mom, say hi to Shady.
Hi, Shady.
You can follow me at Comedy Soda.
Ooh, this almost turned into a totally different show. John, correct me if I'm wrong. Your birthday is, oh no, I guess it is. It is before our next show. Okay.
It is on the next show.
It is our next show. So stop trying to milk your birthday. Go ahead, Dana.
It's my mom's, you twit.
Oh, well then stop trying to milk your mom.
It's mine until next year.
Okay. Go ahead, Dana.
Oh, thanks for watching, everybody. I'm so excited to meet Gina Marie tonight. You can follow me on Twitter at dgoodyear1975. And you can see me every Tuesday, not this Tuesday because there's no show, but Tuesdays at 3 on yourrealityrecaps.com/roses as Tyler and I recap The Bachelorette.
Yay!
And all summer long, vlogging the Big Brother shows for you guys. I believe Melissa, the Dolphin Poet, is going to be vlogging what happens on the live feeds. We have live feed updaters. All our information about Big Brother 16 is at yourrealityrecaps.com/BB16. Oh, look, and here's, we'll probably be on next week.
I'm not supposed
to say that. So, bye, everyone. Oh, wait, no, John, your mom has to do it. Go ahead.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
You have to say, I'm Eric. Do it how you did it before. Go ahead.
Bye, everybody. This is Eric. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, everybody.
Bye.